Joining us right now is we haven't heard from him for a while. And he'll be a regular on Spitter on Sports this upcoming college football season. Steve Carrivo in the house. And how are you doing this weekend, Steve?
Hey, great, Steve. We're only 6 weeks away.
Yeah. I'm chomping at the bit. First and foremost, our association, you've been going to college football games for a long time, at least from 1979 up to now. You're all over the place and attending these football games and tailgating. And, of course, last year you started being more and more as an analyst for us, and we're happy to have you on once again this upcoming season as an analyst. What games are you going to be attending that's going to, I guess we'll talk about on the show?
Oh, definitely. Well, first of all, it starts with a few Rutgers and Penn State games. But even beyond that, I mean, I'm looking forward to Florida State, Georgia Tech. I've never been to a game at Bobby Dodd Stadium. Looking forward to that. My big game this year is Rutgers at Army for my 500th game. We have a celebration. I've got loads of friends joining me for a big tailgate party up there. And later season, I got the approval from St. Laurie that I'm going to go to the Ohio State-Michigan game.
Wow.
That's a big game. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, Steve Carrivo in the house. This is an unusual type of lifestyle you have anyway, to go around the country and check out some of these games and stuff like that. Going to Army Rutgers, that's going to be definitely a highlight. That's 500 games. You tailgate at all these places, don't you?
Well, most of them. Sometimes it's a tight schedule. I mean, my goal is to see the game and see all these teams and try to see the best game I can. But, yeah, I try to enjoy myself where I can. A lot of the games are mostly within driving distance in the East Coast, you know, outside of Jersey. But even this year, I've got a plan in place. Going to see, I'll call it a doubleheader weekend, where I get to see USC at Colorado at Folsom Field for the first time out there, though I've seen the Buffs play at Invesco Stadium. And then the next day, I'll get to go to my first Air Force home game when they play Utah State. So,
wow.
I'll be a little bit tighter doing some tailgating on those places, but I'll do the best I can.
You go to small schools, too, don't you? Where was a couple of the small schools that you went to?
Yeah, not as many this year because I'm behaving myself. I could add more games, but I want the Rutgers Army game to definitely be number 500. But I'm going to start off the season on the way back from vacation when Jacksonville plays Delaware in an FCS game. And then later in the season, I've got a weekend where I've got some flexibility to see either Lafayette or Lehigh in a home game and try to pick the best of the Patriot League games in that particular case.
Hey, you mentioned Rutgers. I see head coach for Rutgers, Greg Schiano, out there trying to promote Ray Rice, the comeback of Ray Rice. That's interesting.
Yeah, I didn't hear about that, but I don't wonder what's going on with Schiano. I mean, you know, he was such a hot commodity a few years ago. He went to the pros, and nothing stirred about him since, from what I hear.
Yeah. So what else has been going on with respect to college football besides your 500th game?
Well, I've even got my plan in place for the bowl games already. But you know, along with that, I really enjoy the later part of the season after the regular season's over, and I'll have a little bit more flexibility since I'll hit my 500th, and I'm. You know, I'm planning to possibly go to even the Division III championship, which is, you know, perennially the last few years, I think 9 and 10 years, the Mountain Union, Wisconsin, Whitewater. Could be a little change in that with some coaching changes in both those programs over the last couple of years. But also, I enjoy going to the FCS playoff games. Last year I was up in New Hampshire for the first time, so I played Fordham, and hopefully get maybe even to the semifinal game, in this case this year, especially on the East Coast at a place like New Hampshire or Villanova, someplace like that.
Wildest game, weirdest game you ever been to at?
What game was that, Pete?
Wildest game, weirdest game you've ever been at?
Oh, wow, this was right up there in Syracuse by your place. When I was at that Virginia Tech-Syracuse game, I think it was 97, when Donovan McNabb threw the last-second touchdown pass in the game-winning drive. I was in the end zone right above there, and it was, you know, they won by 2 points, 4 points, I guess it was. It was a last-second play, rolled one way, turned the other. The tight end Stephen Brunkowski with a touchdown. It was a great game from beginning to end. And that one, it was just a lot of steamer ball, a lot of big plays. The Syracuse came back, a long touchdown run, some intercepted, a two-point conversion. So that was a real fun game to be at.
Yeah, Steve, I was actually at that game there too. So was a young kid. My junior year of high school, and everything that's up there too with me. I mean Steven Brominski actually said he thought he was going to get crushed by all the fans jumping on him.
Right, right. I remember that. It was a great celebration. It was a real fun game to be at.
How is it going to West Point, seeing Army play down there? I mean, they don't take no goofing around, do they? I mean, their games probably are pretty controlled environment. Correct or no?
You know, the poor cadets gets into it. They've got their guys in the certain costumes representing their companies and everything. You know, it's the one place that I'll say it's very serious about the inspections on the way in. Somebody's got to be there a little bit early to get in there because they're going to do the body checks and they've got the gates and they're detecting the metals. You got to take everything out of your pocket. So you got to plan in advance for an Army game because you're gonna park nowhere near the stadium if you don't have a season parking pass, and they're gonna bus you in over there. You got to wait in line and go through all that security. So that is something. And you know, I've never seen that down in Annapolis though when I go to the Navy games. Getting on the campus is a different thing, but yeah. Definitely as a game off campus, it's a little bit more lax in that respect.
Yeah, you also like have a little passion and style for Navy too. You like those guys, don't you?
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I went there for 2 years. Not that I graduated, but I still like to go down there every year and spending a weekend in Annapolis, taking a bunch of buddies, and we go and just enjoy the not only the atmosphere at the game, but the town of Annapolis itself. There's some great little restaurants and cigar bars and stuff like that, and meet some other friends down there. And they've got a great program over the last few years. Kenia Malolo, I guess, is really taking it to another level, and they're in a conference this year, which is really going to be fun for them. And Keenan Reynolds is back. He's got, I believe, 368 points, and he's on the target. If he can score as many as he's averaged over the last 3 years, to set the NCAA record held by Monty Ball, a running back out of Wisconsin, for like 500 points in a career.
Yeah, one game that I want to talk to about that's in your book, that's the Central Michigan at Syracuse game.
Uh-huh. It was kind of a one-sided, I'll say, but in my case, I had a good friend whose daughter was going to the Newhouse School of Publishing up there at the time, of journalism, and she lived on, I believe it was 700 Comstock. It was a little building in the middle of that whole campus and walking distance to the stadium, and we tailgated out there on the decks and everything. It was my buddy and another friend of mine, and this guy's daughter wasn't in it, and they just moved into the place for the semester, had a nice deck and everything, and the three of us, 3 40-year-old guys, after cleaning her deck off, so we could have a tailgate party. That was kind of a mess at the time, but it was fun. It was an experience, and she had some great parties there since then.
All right, hey Steve, if folks want to know more about Tales from the Tailgate, get in touch with you, give you some insight while you go around the country for us, looking at some of these games and watching them. How do they get a hold of you?
Go to my website, collegefootballfan.com. There's a link to my my book, which is on Amazon.com as well. But just follow along with the website from week to week, and I'm even starting to do some preseason types of updates and giving some insight about my season and some of the teams I'm going to see and some of the games I'm going to attend and so forth.
All right. Steve Carrillo, you have a great weekend, my friend. We'll be talking real soon as we get ready for this year's college football. You take care. Have a good weekend.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Have a good one.
You bet.